వాత్సల్యామృతవర్షిణీం సుమధురం సంకీర్తనాలాపినీం శ్యామాంగీ మదచిత్తసూక్తిం అమృతానందాత్మికామీశ్వరీం. So the next 8 shlokas in Hanuman Chalisa is set in the raga Kannada. So it goes like this. I'll just sing the entire thing and then we'll just see the meaning. You can learn later. Sushma rupa darisi ahidikava Vikata rupa darilank jarava భీమరూపధరి అసుర సంహారే రామచంద్ర కే కాజ సంవారే లాయ సంజీవన లకన జియాయ శ్రీ రఘువీర హర శిహుర నాయి రఘుపతి కీ బహుత బడాయి తుమ మమ ప్రియ వరద రమ గాయి సహస వదన తుమ రోజస గావి అస కహి శ్రీపతి కంఠ లగావే సనకాదిక బ్రహ్మాది మునీస నారద శారద సహిత ఈస యమ కుబేరది పాల జహాంతే కవి కోబిత కహి సకె గహాంతే తుమ ఉపకార సుగ్రీవహి కీన్హ రామ మిలాయ రాజపద దీన్హ రామ లక్ష్మణ జానకీ జయ బోలో హనుమాన్ కీ రామ లక్ష్మణ జానకీ జయ బోలో హనుమాన్ కీ. సూక్ష్మ రూపధరి సియహి దికావా వికట రూపధరి లంక జరావా. సో టూ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ హనుమాన్ ఇస్ బీయింగ్ స్పోకెన్ హియర్. సూక్ష్మ రూపం మీన్స్ వెరీ సటిల్ ఫార్మ్, స్మాల్ ఫార్మ్. సూక్ష్మ రూప దరి, దరి మీన్స్ లైక్ వన్ హూ హ్యాస్. సో సూక్ష్మ రూప దార్కే, ఐ డోంట్ ధారణ్ కర్కే యూ కెన్ సే ఇన్ హిందీ. సో సూక్ష్మ రూప, ఆఫ్టర్ హ్యావింగ్ ద సూక్ష్మ రూప, టేకింగ్ ద సూక్ష్మ రూప, సియహి దికావా, దికావా షోడ్ సియహి మీన్స్ సీతాదేవి. సో వెన్ హనుమాన్ వెంట్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ సీతాదేవి, హీ షోడ్ ద సూక్ష్మ రూప, ద నార్మల్ ఫార్మ్, వెరీ సటిల్ స్మాల్ ఫార్మ్. సో ఇట్స్ నార్మల్ ఫార్మ్, వై ఇస్ ఇట్ కాల్ సూక్ష్మ రూప? ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ స్మాల్ ఫార్మ్ దట్ ఇట్ డిస్ప్లేడ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ సీత, నాట్ ఈవెన్ ద నార్మల్ ఫార్మ్. ఇట్ వాస్ వెరీ స్మాల్ ఫార్మ్ దట్ ఈ షోడ్ టు సీత. అండ్ వికట ఆర్ వికట రూప దరి. సో వికట రూప మీన్స్ విశ్వరూపం. విశ్వరూపం మీన్స్ లైక్ వెరీ ఫ్యూజ్. వికటం కెన్ వికటం హియర్ వికటం మీన్స్ వెరీ ఫ్యూజ్. వెరీ ఫ్యూజ్ ఇన్ ద సెన్స్ లైక్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ వెరీ వెరీ బిగ్ అండ్ ఫెరోషియస్ ఫార్మ్. దాట్ ఫార్మ్ రూపధరి లంక జరావా. లంక జరావా, లంక అలంక, జరావా మీన్స్ లైక్ హీ burnt, he burnt Lanka, entire Lanka at the same time. So within a span of few minutes or few hours, he took sukshma form and then shifted to vikata form. Vikata form means very fierce form. So this speaks about the different aspects of Ishvara. So that's where the shastras say anuraniyan mahato mahiyan. Anuraniyan, it is subtler than the subtlest, but still mahato mahiyan, bigger than the biggest. So the atma is very small, it means like it is very subtle inside each one of us, but when we realize, as Amma says, like when we realize this, the hard shell is broken, then what happens? It pervades everywhere. Like Vamana, Vamana was very small. It's a very small I. I means like ego along with the self. The self is veiled by the ego. The ego is very small, but what happens? When we are in the spiritual path, that small I becomes very big. So that means this ego I becomes very big, so big that in that state there is no ego at all. It becomes very fierce. How can you say it is fierce? It is fierce because it destroys everything apart from itself. That means when this ego I grows, that's why Amma says like we should see everything as us, everything as a self. When we do oneness, what happens is our ego becomes like the entire ego, collective ego. We move from Vaishvanara to Virat. When we become Virat, then automatically the Dvaitam vanishes. It all merges into us. That means it is Vikatam. It is very fierce because it destroys everything apart from itself. That means when a person realizes everything is destroyed, it's not destruction as such, it means annihilation. That means it's not there. That's it. Realization that there is nothing but me alone. That's what happens. That is what beautifully is shown here. And then Bhima Rupa Dari. So Vikata Rupam means very fierce form. So he took a fierce form to burn Lanka. The same time Bhima Rupa Dari Asura Samhare. Bhima Rupam means like very Bhima. Bhima means like one who is very strong, dreadful form is what Vijayamendra says. Bhima means like it's beyond something like very strong kind of. So that form, Rupadari, Asura Samhare, he killed the Asuras. So it's also a way of telling that there are different forms, there are different aspects of Mahatma, there are different aspects of not only Mahatmas. If Mahatmas have different aspects, then that means the self in us also has different aspects. Depending on the situation, depending on the scenario, it changes itself. At the same way, like Krishna or Amma respond to things. At times they may be very calm. At times they may be very composed. All of a sudden they will start blasting people. Like Krishna did, killing others through treachery, even treachery. So all those will happen when it is really required. So that means there are different aspects of the Atman, or it's also a way of telling that all the actions that happen is because of one Atman, whether it is Sukshmam or like Sukshma form, Bikadam or Bhima, all those are the ways in which the self works. That means everything that works, other than these forms, like we cannot have any other form. Even if we can have like Karuna or the Navarasas or anything that we want, any other form than this, those are also demonstrated by the Atman, because everything is the Atman. In order to do actions, there need to be a conscious principle. That is what we call as Chit. That is what Shastras call as Brahman or Ishvara or Paramatman or Atman, Self. So that alone or its presence alone can make actions happen, make the insentient actions sentient or appear as if sentient. And through all this, what does like Hanuman try to do? Ramachandra ke kaja sambhade. Kajam we have already saw. Kaja means mission. Ramachandra ke, Ramachandra's mission sambhade. He completed all the missions of Rama. So that means why does the self do all actions? Why do we do actions, worldly actions as well as spiritual actions? Why do we do? Because we want to attain Ramachandra. What is Ramachandra's mission? Ramachandra's mission is revealing himself. Ramachandra's mission is revealing himself. That means the mission of the self. Mission of the self is to reveal itself to the seeker. Uripole kannadachidilla madhavan karayadirikkilla namme orthu. One of Amma's song. Amma says that when we are sleeping, Krishna is always awake and he is thinking within himself. He is waiting for us to realize him. That means even when we are sleeping, the Atman is awake. And the Atman thinks, okay, I am giving you bliss during this state. Why don't you realize? So it wants itself to be revealed. Even as a person who is put in a cage wants to come out, the Atman also wants to come out of these bondages. That is where our seeking of happiness everywhere is because of that craving of the Atman. The craving of the Atman to be in its pure state. That is what instigates all actions, whether spiritual or worldly. So in order to fulfill the mission of Ramachandra, which is revealing the self or realizing the self, all actions are instigated or like they are overlooked. I shouldn't say overlook is not the right word, like it is being looked after by the self. So we can also, like, if for better understanding, we can say Rama is the self, Hanuman is the Bhakta. Bhakta means Hanuman is the Jiva. So the Jiva or the ego does all actions for the self. Everything happens for the self because the Jiva thinks that he can get bliss, he can realize the Atman, he can unveil the Atman by doing action, therefore it does all actions. Sukshmam or Vikata Rupam or Bhima Rupam, all those are because of realizing the self. But with respect to Hanuman, when our Jiva tries to become Hanuman, that means we completely surrender to the self, surrender to Rama, surrender to Amma. When we do that, when we try to find out what is the mission of the self, the Jiva can do action on its own, thinking, okay, I know what to do, let me do. Or it can try to find out, let me see, okay, there is the two birds that Mundaka Upanishad says, let me try to see where, what other bird wants. Of course, it's my twin brother, so I have to take care of it. So let me try to see what it wants. And when the Jiva says, let me try to see, that itself means the mind partly becomes pure. And then it tries to do actions for the self. When it does actions for the self, all actions become a puja, all actions become a source of the fruit of ananda. That means whatever you do, whatever is done, yat karoshi yadashna, yat juhoshi yadasiyat. Whatever actions are done, yat juhoshi yadasiyat. When you do whatever actions you do, it will lead us to the fruit of anandam. That is what is beautifully brought out by Tulasidas. We'll continue. Inshallah.